It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, also known as WEDA, announced in June that it broke its previous record for the dollar amount of home loans they offered.
In the fiscal year that just ended, WEDA gave out almost 3,000 home loans, totaling just under $600 million, surpassing the previous record set in 2006.
The record comes during an expensive housing market that Bank of America recently described as stuck. And a lot of would-be homeowners are having trouble finding a place they can afford.
Robert Staffslein is Director of Single Family Lending at the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Rob, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Happy to be here.
First of all, can you tell us about the WEDA loan program you work on? What's its purpose? Who gets these loans?
You know, the exciting thing about WEDA is we have a few different products. So we serve low to moderate income folks. And there's a grid on our website at WEDA.com. And so lenders actually use our products to offer to people of Wisconsin. And if you fit within our income qualifications, you can use a WEDA loan. And the nice thing about our WEDA loans is we also have the availability of doing down payment assistance with those. So we offer a first and a second mortgage in combination.
And what is the goal of these loans? Maybe it's obvious. Maybe it's so people who can't quite afford that house can't afford it. Is it more complicated than that?
No, actually, it is just that simple that we want to offer a product that will serve the people of Wisconsin in a way that maybe they couldn't get in other places. And so when they walk into a bank who offers WEDA products, we want to try to help people who may not have money of their own to put into the transaction. And then to your point, it is just as simple as we want to help more people become homeowners.
And people might worry, taxpayers say, like, well, hold on, if these are people who aren't quite eligible or can't get that loan at the bank, are they risky loans? Is the state taking a risk here by supplying these kind of loans?
And that's a great question. The loans that we offer are actually conventional loans that are securitized by Fannie Mae, who is the same person entity that the banks go to for their loans. And so, again, the banks do offer WEDA loans, or they'll offer a Fannie Mae product, or they may offer a Freddie Mac product. But these are actually just regular conventional loans. And so at no expense to the taxpayers in terms of the products we offer, they are securitized by Fannie Mae, and they qualify by being approved through a process which is called DU, which is the same engine that the banks use for any other conventional product. And so, yeah, to your point, these aren't risky loans. They have underwriting guidelines attached to them. The only parameter that we have that is different than maybe somebody who would just walk into a bank and have unlimited income is we have income limitations so that we're serving a very specific subset of people.
Now, here's the new news. WEDA has given out, in the most recent measurement, a bigger dollar amount than ever before. What is driving that?
So let me clarify. Mm-hmm. We have done more volume in loans than we ever have in our history. Through today, we're at $596 million as a volume of loans that we've done for our fiscal year, which actually ends today. And as far as number of loans, in 2006, we did 5,106 loans, which is our all-time record. But there was just more loans at a lower dollar amount because houses were just less expensive back then. So through today, we have done about 3,000 loans, which is still 3,000 homeowners that we've mm-hmm. made, which is still very exciting. But yeah, to your point about the why are we doing so many loans, I think it's the there's a few pieces of that. One is the fact that we have rates that are attractive, and we also have our second mortgages that we compare with our first to help people who might not have as much down payment. And I think that is what makes us an attractive option.
So for the record dollar amount, is the story there houses are just more expensive?
That is exactly right. There is a crisis. We need more houses. And we need more affordable houses, or call it entry level, so that our kids or even our grandparents who don't need that big house but would like to downsize into something that's more affordable, there's just a lack of that housing that's out there right now. To your point, housing is just expensive right now.
Yeah, Bank of America said over the last week that the housing market is, quote, stuck, and that we can't expect homes to become more affordable in the next couple of years unless there's a recession. Well, that's not the solution we want. What's your reaction to that? Do you see a path to more affordable housing anytime soon?
I do, and they're not wrong. As Bank of America talks about, housing is not going to get less expensive. What it's going to take is collaboration as we look at how do we create more housing. It's going to take municipalities to smooth the way in terms of infrastructure, zoning. How do we find, you know, the land to be able to put up the housing? Private sector, companies that need workforce housing so that people will come and buy those homes and work at their factories or businesses. And then, you know, maybe how can we to participate, obviously from a financing standpoint, but maybe collaboratively with our commercial side to think about solutions. It takes all sides of it to, I think, find solutions versus just finding a developer to put up houses, which are very expensive, and just selling them. I think it's going to take more than that to create affordable housing.
We're talking about the housing market with Robert Stafslien, Director of Single Family Lending at the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, also known as WEDA. Housing prices increased, Rob, 46% from January 2020 to January of this year. First-time home buyers have to have a lot more money to make that down payment than they did 4 years ago. Does the guideline, does the threshold for WEDA loans change with the housing market? Does it expand to a wider variety of consumers, given that the house is more expensive in the first place?
You know, that's a great question. There, it's a barrier to people buying homes. It just makes the pool that much smaller. If you were to go out and talk to our lending partners and ask them how they're doing in terms of their mortgage loans right now, it is not great. They are not busy. There are so few homes for so many people who want to buy homes. We aren't broadening our lending requirements to try to create more home ownership because that would put people in a position to not be successful. We want people to be able to afford their homes. And so the very thing that we talked about earlier as it relates to affordability, I think that has to be top of mind because houses just keep going up. And people just can't afford them right now.
When I talk to housing experts, there's a couple stories. One, maybe we don't have enough units of housing, period, but also a mismatch potentially in the kinds of housing available, especially when it comes to starter homes. Do you see that as a gap? Not enough of those affordable, maybe smaller places for, say, I don't know, the young couple or the person at the beginning of their career just out of school?
Yeah, there's definitely a disconnect there when you think about what's being built and what we absolutely need. I think the answer, now I'm going to speak personally. I grew up in Madison. I grew up in a small home, you know, those three bedroom, one and a half bath. You know, it was tight. I had myself and my three sisters and it was small. But it was enough, and there was a ton of love, and there was food on the table every day, and there was stability. And that was the thing that I felt like in my youth was so important. We didn't have a lot of money, but we had each other. And I think as we look at what we need to create more housing that's focused on maybe it's a 1,200 or 1,300 square foot house that has three bedrooms, two baths, where there's stability, and they're not having to worry about where the next meal comes from. They're not having to worry about their rent going up, so they have to move. That kind of stability is just so important, and I feel like that's where our focus should be.
You mentioned 3,000-some loans via WEDA over this fiscal year that just wrapped up. Is there a limit as to how many WEDA loans can come out? Is there a stock that gets cleared out, or anybody eligible, if they are eligible and there's a house that they can buy, they can get that kind of loan?
If they qualify, they can get a loan. We do not have a limit. Again, I go back to it's a conventional loan that is securitized by Fannie Mae. And there are some things as you look at the back room in terms of how we get our money that we have some caps on. But there will never be a limit to WEDA loans because Fannie Mae will always be there to buy our loans. And so to your point, if you qualify for our loans, we have one for you.
Rob, speak to the likely potential customer for a WIDA loan. Somebody who's out there, they want to own a house, and it feels like it's just out of reach for them, maybe when they've talked to a bank, even if they've gone that far. What do you recommend as the first steps to figure out how they could actually afford that starter home or that next home?
Yeah, there's housing counselors around the state of Wisconsin. And again, I don't have that information at my fingertips, but I'm sure you can Google Housing Counselors Wisconsin and you'd find one near you. And they do a really great job of discussing budget, how to save, whatever your monthly outgoing is in terms of debts right now, how do you reduce that or consolidate that so that you could become a homeowner? It's that education piece that's really important. So not only housing counselors do that, but banks and credit unions do that. Realtor groups will participate in that. Google home buying or home buyer education. You'll find a place near you that is offering ways to make you somebody that could be an educated borrower.
I want to talk to a different market. We've kind of focused on younger starter home buyers. Part of the problem here, though, I imagine, is that there are people who, maybe older people, they have a house they could sell. They might be ready to move on, but they don't see that next house they want to move on to, so they might as well hang on to what they got. Is that part of the logjam? Do you see potential solutions for that?
You're absolutely right. When I was speaking about finding affordable solutions, that is not only for those first-time home buyers. It's for that generation of home buyers that maybe just want a smaller yard and a smaller home to take care of that might be newer. It's a challenge for people as they advance in age to take care of a large home that might be beginning to need whatever. There's upkeep when you own a home. And so you are absolutely right when you talk about a logjam, because there's people who want to buy their house, but they don't have an option that's less expensive or more attractive to suit their needs. And so that's absolutely something that's true.
Rob, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Robert Stafsleet is the Director of Single Family Lending at the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. He talked with us about his organization's new home loan record.